Hello there, friends, and welcome to Crazy Town, your source for all the insanity that is politics, pop culture, entertainment, and sports, and everything in between. If that's the kind of thing you're looking for, well, then you've come to the right place. Crazy Town starts after these brief messages from Anchor. All right, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for checking out the show. I'm going to lead things off this week with a story out of the NBA. You may be old enough to remember that in 2016, the NBA pulled the All-Star game out of Charlotte, North Carolina, after saying that a North Carolina bathroom bill was discriminatory towards the LGBTQ community. I remember simpler times, and that was the biggest thing going on in culture. Simpler times. Well, anyway, last Thursday, the league announced that they'll be holding preseason games in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates, where being gay is illegal. From the article, all LGBTQ activity is considered criminal in the United Arab Emirates. Those found guilty of being lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender face hefty fines and forced mental health treatment at best, and life in prison, chemical castration, floggings, and execution at worst. So, weird priorities for the NBA, but you know they won't face any backlash from any corporate media in the United States, at least. So, they probably figure make some money in a foreign country that is completely hostile to the progressiveness you alleged to preach. So the NBA is this week's Hypocrisy Award winner. Good for them. Hooray, let's all have a clap for the NBA. The article goes on to say that the league will hold two preseason games between, I believe, the Milwaukee Bucks and Atlanta Hawks, scheduled for October 6th and 8th, at a place called the, I'm probably mispronouncing this, the Etihad Arena. I guess they think it's a good way to expand into the Middle East market, apparently. And if the Arab Emirates decide to have a couple of gay executions at halftime, well, so be it. Whatever. Their country, their rules, right? In a bit of entertainment news, this next story comes from the Daily Caller. Doctor Strange actress Zara Pythian, probably mispronouncing that, and her husband were convicted of sexual crimes against a 13-year-old boy by a British jury Wednesday. Jurors took less than 2 days to find Pythian, 37, and her husband, Victor Mark, 59, guilty of having repeated sexual contact with a young girl, starting when she was just 13 years old, the Nottingham Post reported. Clearly there's some inconsistencies in... Oh, well... That's probably why there's inconsistencies. I'm illiterate and read 13-year-old by a British jury as 13-year-old boy. So, my mistake. Clearly, I can't read. Anyway, back to the article. So, they were found guilty of repeated sexual contact with a young girl starting when she was just 13 years old. The abuse started when Pythian and Mark gave the child rum and asked her to play a game of dare that ended in the couple having sex with the girl, according to the outlet. The victim said that she felt she was being coached by Pythian to get better at sex, including oral sex, full intercourse, the court was told, according to the outlet. The crimes against the victim occurred when the actress was in her early 20s. The girl was abused roughly 20 times between 2005 and 2008, and some of their encounters were recorded on video, the New York Post reported. That's bad publicity. Now, I don't remember what character this woman played in Doctor Strange, because it's been a few years since I've seen it. But that's probably some pretty bad publicity, so I wouldn't expect her acting career to continue so swimmingly, at least with Marvel, at least, but who knows. The article says a total of 14 charges were levied against Pythian and Mark. The couple was told they would get a considerable period in custody when sentenced next week, the Nottingham Post stated. So, at least some comeuppance coming for them, because, that's just... kind of disgusting to think about, but, you know, those are the kind of gross people that end up in Hollywood, so just be thankful, you know. Just be thankful it's not one of your kids that that ran into these folks. So, lovely story. Lovely story. In the money well spent department, we have a story from Fox News entitled "Biden's New Ultra MAGA Label Came After 6 Months of Liberal-Funded Focus Group Research Report." Kind of a wordy title, but a little more of a headline, I suppose. Anyway, over the past week, Biden has repeatedly referred to his political adversaries as Ultra MAGA, referring to former President Trump's Make America Great Again slogan. The label's quickly been embraced by the right, from lawmakers to the former president himself. But according to the Washington Post, the Ultra MAGA messaging came from a 6-month research project from a liberal group, Center for American Progress Action Fund, and headed by a top Biden aide named Anita Dunn. If you are following any social media at all, you know that people that are Trump supporters are not taking the Ultra MAGA thing as a negative. In fact, they're kind of running with it and having fun with it. So I would say this advice that Uncle Joe got was probably coming from the same people that advised him in Afghanistan or in energy production or just maybe even the economy. So if I'm Uncle Joe, I'd probably stop listening to the people I'm giving advice. So we'll keep an eye on that over the next weeks and months as midterm season heats up, and just see if that Ultra MAGA label ends up being a harm or a buoy to certain Republican candidates. So let's see let's check back on that later and see how well spent the money on that research was. Let's see, what story should we look at next? Okay. Alright. I've got a video from the internet from a group called... where did the title go? It was a group called... If I can find it amongst my research. Alright. So the video I'm about to play for you now, I get playing a video on a non-video podcast is not a great thing, but the audio itself is worth a few laughs. But apparently this is a video from an organization called Generation Hope that puts out inspirational videos. So the Generation Hope market sees inspiring videos to change makers like the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion departments. So let me set up this video. Basically, a white woman comes along. Two black folks playing in a park, one playing basketball, one's in a wheelchair, because of course, you know, you'd play basketball with a guy, you know. I'm not going to get into the whole whether, you know, you'd be playing a pickup game with a wheelchair guy and a disabled and a regular folk, but, you know, here's the, let me get the video queued up here so you all can enjoy it in quite the way I have. So, here it begins.
Back at it again.
She's just staring ominously out from behind a tree. And she pulls a whip out of her purse. Good start.
Hey! What did I tell you criminals about coming back to my neighborhood?
Oh, no, Roy, let's just get out of here.
No, Ben. I won't let her ruin our fun. Listen, lady, we aren't breaking any laws by having fun here at the park. I won't let you intimidate us anymore.
That's the black guy in the wheelchair talking.
To me, boy? I guess you forgot who used to own your kind, and I'm about to remind you of that right now.
Who the hell do you think talks this way?
Help!
Don't you touch him, or I will knock your teeth out.
Roy, hang on. I'll get some help.
Oh,
oh Lord.
You disabled, crippled piece of trash. No one's coming for you. You're not worth it. You and your kind... You are worthless.
They're going really heavy-handed with this, aren't they?
It's been, 180 years since slavery was abolished? And I'm going to give you a lash for every year that God-given right was taken away from me.
I don't care.
You can try and hurt me, but you won't break my spirit. My mom told me not to be afraid.
Oh, Jesus, this is hilarious.
And where's your mama now, huh? It's just you and me. So let's have a little fun.
His mama is right here.
Oh, my God.
Nobody messes with my boy like that, lady. You ought to be ashamed of
his yourself. Mama just comes out of nowhere.
Call the cops and tell them that there's a lunatic at the park going around whipping people.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. That, I'm gonna post that whole video on the Crazy Town group page on Facebook, so you call and enjoy that in all its glory, but my God, there's a lot there. As far as I can tell, this was not intended to be a satire thing. This was an earnestly made video from this group I mentioned earlier, and oh my God, it's like they clearly have never known anybody or met anybody racist, because this is a caricature of racism that you would just make up as a joke. I mean, everything going on in there, from the lady just like stalking behind a tree like some kind of villain from a Saturday morning cartoon, to, you know, just two random black guys sitting in a park minding their own business, one of them in a wheelchair, and when she whips him, she whips the guy in a wheelchair on his leg, so yeah, whipping a guy who may be paralyzed from the waist down. I don't know how useful that would be, but they went there with it. So thank you, internet, for bringing that to my attention, because that is just gold. That is just internet gold right there. So now you know what I know. What you've heard cannot be unheard. All right, let's wrap this episode up with, so you think you're having a bad day. So if you're having a bad day, you may think, you know, nobody could have it as rough as you are today. Well, this story is about a lady who's probably having a bit of a rougher day than you are. From the Daily Caller, a bear attacks a woman while she's checking her mail. A woman was attacked by a black bear near her home in New Jersey on Wednesday while checking for mail, according to a local report. The woman in her mid-30s was walking on Gorney Road in Lafayette to check her mail when she encountered several black bears, police said, according to ABC6. One of the bears lunged at her and attacked, resulting in injuries on her right arm and on the right side of her body, the outlet reported. The woman was taken to the hospital following the attack and later released. A neighbor reportedly used his car horn to draw the bears away from her, according to News 12 Bronx. So that is a bad start to your day. Now, you know, maybe it was midday or end of the evening, but at least when you went out to check your mail today, you didn't get attacked by a bear. So, I mean, you've got that leg up on this poor gal out of New Jersey. So, hey, it's all shades of gray. All takes perspective. So, hopefully you're not having that kind of bad day. Well, thanks for taking some time to listen to some of these ridiculous stories I've dug up this week. Again, I appreciate your support for listening to Crazy Town. Make sure to share the podcast around. The more listens I get from an ad revenue perspective, the more cashiola I can make. And it's just good to get the work out there so other people can enjoy it, and if not, have fun with it. So again, thanks for stopping by to listen, and we'll see you next time. Good night and good luck.
Closing time.